John Bass, Mike Ducey, Peter Welpton hanging out with you till 10 a.m. We'll talk to Razor coming up at 8:55 as the Stars had a tough one last night. They haven't been playing great hockey here lately, but it's always good to talk to Razor. We'll do that. But right now, it's time to have some fun as Peter wants to quiz one Mike Ducey.
Now, Mike, I've actually received a text from a friend listening, and they've requested that Tim Tebow join us for this segment. Can you make that happen, please?
Peter, you could probably say hi real quick, but I hate to wear out my welcome, man.
No.
John, it's awesome being with you, but I think I'm probably gonna take off for now. I got some people that I need to see, but it'd be awesome to see you again another time.
Hey, Peter, what were you hitting? What was your hitting average your last year in baseball?
0.45, but I felt awesome about the way I played defense. And I picked up some important walks in some of our games. I'm starting to sound like somebody else right now that I can't quite put a finger on.
Drifting a little bit.
Quirky, I think. Okay.
All right.
So, Mike, you are noted sports broadcaster, sports journalist.
Yes.
And, you know, my wheelhouse is the game of football, soccer.
Yes, and beautiful game.
I was interested if you had a working knowledge of some of the more unusually named soccer players. It's one of the real weird quirks of the sport is because it's global. There's people from all over the world. Sometimes names are given that, you know, make sense in that particular language that probably translate oddly in other languages. So I thought I'd give you a test. Soccer player or not?
Peter, you know the answer to that question, number one, when you ask, am I familiar with these names? The answer is no, or it wouldn't make sense to do this segment. You've opened some sort of little journal there to get this thing going.
I've written some names down. So you just say, the game is, yes, that is a real, all of these names are real, whether they are soccer players or not. All of these names are real. I'm going to let you guess. So the first name is Tokyo Sex Whale. Is that a soccer player or not?
I remember Tokyo Sex Whale well, if you will. So yes, absolutely a soccer player.
That is not a soccer player. That is not a soccer player.
Who is it?
He's an African, ambassador. I believe he's a politician of some note. That is a real person. And an awesome name, by the way.
Awesome.
You think that's awesome, Tim?
Awesome!
Could you say the name of that particular person?
Tokyo Sex Whale. I played with him in the Eastern League last year.
All right, soccer player or not? David Seaman. Soccer player or not?
Now, this one I do remember. I do remember... Seaman really poured it on late last season. And, he had a good year. David Seaman, I remember that.
So that is yes?
That's a yes.
Okay, you are correct.
Yay! All right.
Noted English goalkeeper David Seaman. Arsenal great.
He's a load.
Point. Yep.
Big guy.
What about Dean Windass? Dean Windass.
How do you spell that last name?
W-I-N-D-A-S-S.
I'm going to say no. That is not a soccer player.
All right, you were incorrect. That actually is a noted soccer player.
Who's he play for?
He played for multiple teams over the years. Let's see. Wang.
He played for the Rangers, didn't he?
Wang Licken. Wang Licken. Soccer player or not?
Again, spelling, please.
W-A-N-G-L-I-Q-I-N.
Use it in a sentence.
Wayne Licken, it's got to be a real guy, a real soccer player.
It is not a real soccer player.
One for five.
That is a real person, but not a real soccer player.
Okay.
Let's try this one here. Chris Bacon. Chris Bacon.
Sounds like a good British name. Good English soccer guy.
Nope, not a soccer player. Kevin Lasagna.
Certainly played in the Italian league.
Yes. Plays at Udinese. That is correct.
Boy, Norm would have a field day with that, wouldn't he?
Yep. Oh, yep. Yep. What about Robin Koch? Soccer player or not? Robin Koch.
Is it
K-O-C-K? But that is how it's pronounced.
Robin.
Friends call him Robbie.
Bob.
No, they don't. They call him Robin Cobb. No doubt about it. And they never deviate from that, ever.
And he is or was a soccer player.
Yes! Yes! Very, very, very good. Excellent. Let's see. Uranus Johnson. Soccer player or not?
I believe he preferred Uranus, by the way. No, not a soccer player.
Correct. That is not a soccer player.
Is that just a name you made up?
No, that's a real person's name, apparently. All right, let's try this one. Cash with a K. Register. Cash register.
I'll go with no, not a soccer player.
Correct. It's not a soccer player, but a real person's name. You're doing well. Let's try this one. Jiz Hornkamp. Jiz Hornkamp.
Yikes. Is it J-I-Z?
J-I-double-Z.
You're not even looking at your paper to get the...
I had to write this one down.
Jiz Hornkamp?
Hornkamp. H-O-R-K-A-M-P. Real soccer player or not?
Like he could be maybe a German soccer player. Sure.
He is a Dutch soccer player, but yes, is correct.
All right.
Wasn't he the author of a four-goal effort?
Yes. That's where he became well-known, as he scored four goals not
all over
too
the
long
place
ago.
That day.
Credence Clearwater Couto. Or Couto, excuse me. Credence Clearwater Couto.
CCQ, in this case, instead of CCR.
Actually, its last name is spelled C-O-U-T-O.
So triple C.
Mm-hmm.
Old triple C. And yes, of course he's a soccer player.
Yes, very good. Brazilian.
Who knows that?
Not a wrestler?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Tom Pfister. Soccer player
Doug's
or
brother,
not?
Mike.
Soccer player.
Part of the legendary Pfisters. No, but not a soccer player.
Not. Correct.
Yeah, not.
You're getting good at this.
No,
you are noted sports journalist. What about Bizao Dudu Zoppity Bop Bop?
What?
Bizao Dudu Bop Bop.
Bizao Dudu Zoppity Bop Bop.
We need it clean. Go ahead.
Bizao Dudu Boppity Bop Bop.
Close enough.
Is a Kenyan soccer player. Yes.
You would think so, but no.
Okay.
No. That's actually a convict who legally changed his name several years
ago.
Like
scat lyrics.
Yes. What about the name?
What's funny is we have Norm saying that.
Bizao doo doo so pity bop bop bop.
Oh, I love it.
That's awesome. Can we hear that again, please, Jeremy?
Bizao doo doo so pity bop bop bop.
That's
oh, man.
Awesome. What about the name Climax Lawrence?
Sure, why not?
Yes. He plays at FC Bardez. Oh, very good. How much we got another one? Let's do one more here. Let's see. How about I can't believe I'm about to say it. Buttholes Incube. Buttholes Incube.
First name Buttholes. Oh, butt.
Buttholes Ewe Incube.
And now that I think about it, I do remember seeing one of his or her highlights at some point. Yes.
World Cup, yes.
Soccer player. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
He plays at AmaZulu FC. Yes, so there you go. You've done very well proving your sports knowledge there, Ducey. Congratulations.
Yay.
Much better than you did on the map test earlier in the show.
All right, that was fun stuff. All right, coming up next, let's talk Stars with Daryl Razor Ray here on The Ticket.
The Ticket.